Shusavi Mari. Walter Maisim and Meshuav. The Makovitz Indian is a Mishnah and Daf Mem Omen Aleph. Over here, the Mishnah says three different halachas. First, it says you make a bracha on Peris Elon. You say Bar Pi Adama Yoytza. The second thing the Mishnah says, Fakarat, you make a bracha on Peris Aretz. Bar Pi Ha'it, the halachas you not Yoytza. And third thing the Mishnah says, if you say Shahakal, then you are Yaitzel. Those are the first three halachas that I brought down in Shulchan Aruch over here, in Tzichalaf, and I go through each one over here. So first, the person makes a bracha on Peres Ha'ilon and says Bar Pi Adamo. So the Gemara comes along and says Mantano, says Rabbi Yehuda. So the question is if it's Rabbi Yehuda, the Chum disagree. You have a Yochid versus a Rabbim. How do we pass him like? Come along, Tosfos, and says the fact that we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rif, the Rajba, the Rosh, that's where you're passing. Look among the Rishonim, over 20 Rishonim go this way. There is a Chiddush by the Knei Baisim, wants a time if he makes a mistake. If it's Teich Dei Dibur, correct it. But afterwards, you have a Bayam and tell the Sugi of Hefsek. Atzal Hashem, you look in the Kolboy, he brings down the Beinu Paris, it says, Chachomim, pass the Chachomim against Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Tosfos. The Shita is a Rambam. If you read the Beis Yosef over here, he said, the Rambam says, you're not Yotzo. If you have the Magi over here in the Machon Yerushalayim, they point out it really depends what Gersa you have in the Rambam. It's true the Beis Yosef says it's not Yotza, and that's the Rashba's Gersa. However, in the Kesef Mishnah, which is the same person as the Beis Yosef, he said there's another Gersa that says you are Yotza, you're passing like a Yudo. The Tzlach, the Shai Tshuva over here, they say like this way. That's how they go. Yismaimi's Gersa wasn't the Rambam. So come along, we have Machlikis, could be Machlikis, you're showing them what the Rambam holds. While Loch Lemaisa, we have. Come on, all the Rishonim go. The loch is like the Stam Mishnah, like a Yehuda. That's the Machaber. And the Poskim pass the loch Lemaisa. If a person says Bar Pi Adamo on Peres Ilon, Lemaisa Yaitza. The Rosh Hashulchan wants to say a Yaseid over here that when you make a mistake, a Yaitza, Dafkan Peres, that will have fun of. Things that you bring later on, you make a, take an apple, you say Bar Pi Adamo, Yaitza. But the next apple that you come that's not the fun of, you have no das upon that, one time that you have to make your own brach for it. Now, come on, Lechonim, they clear. Again, you have a case over here where you have two things in front of you. You have an eight and you have a domo. The classic example where people make a mistake, if you ask a person what bracha, you make an avocado, a vegetarian, this chabura, half the people think it's a vegetable, it's a domo. And usually they say they don't eat avocados. And other people do eat avocados, no, it's an eight. That's a classic example. Person has an avocado in front of him. He wants to make a domo. And he also has the case over here of a vegetable in front of him. So the question here is, if he says, on Bar Pi Adamo, on Peres Ilon, this is Yaitza. He has in front of him tomatoes. Is that going to be now Ger after the Adamo he made? He made Adamo on avocados. It was a mistake. Avadi will be passing Yaitza. Can you eat the vegetables over here? So come along, the Haritzvi has a truth about it, and the Latina goes this way also. I want to tell you what exactly happened over here. If he thought avocados is Adamo, so he had in mind everything in the front of him. So Mai says, you eat the avocados, you eat the vegetables. But let's say he tried to say you ate, and sometimes your lotion takes you to where you don't want to go. Sign numerous sugyas. And you come, you say, Bar Pi Adamo. So Batsim, you should correct yourself, Toch De Dibur. But he didn't. So in that situation, Batsim, you das to really say you ate. You can find it was Dafka on avocado, not on the vegetables. Therefore, they want time of Chuyin, won't be Yoitza on the vegetables in front of you. Hagam, you said Adomo. Because your das was what? On these things specifically. But usually, when people make a mistake, they just do not know the halacha, so you have das and on the avocado, and on the vegetables, you Yoitza over here. That's first halacha. The second halacha of the Mechaber, the second halacha of the Mishnah, is you make a bracha, Bar Pi Adomo. The halacha is, and you make on something that's Adomo, and you say Bar Pi Eitz. Loch is the Meisah, you are not Yoitzo. Not Yoitzo. How far to take this? Come on, the Mishbura, we know where it's Machloikis and Reish Gimel. What the definition of a vegetable and a fruit is. Do you go after the Shroshim, after the trunk, after the branches? Mishbura over here, Paskins, if you have bananas, and even though the Shroshim ran all year round, according to Rosh, the Brach is, say to Boy Priya Eitz, over here, Paskins, that you're not Yoitzo, even B'diavet. He did not even take on the Shitus Rosh at all. Even to get to the sugya of a bracha, Atolah says, make another bracha on bananas again. It's a mistake saying Bar Pi Eitz. It's a chiddush. That's how far he took it. Now come along the Mishabura from the Magavram and says Yisoid over here. Why is that so? When you make a boy prayer 18, not Yotza, because it's not Emes. But let's say the case over here that Tzur and Paris are Adama, but they came from an Elon, and we have different reasons why it's over here specifically a case of Adama. Then you say boy prayer 18, my sister are Yotza. He has a couple of examples. One thing he says, let's say it's not Gemara Pri. Yet Anovim did not reach the case of Pulalovin. We know the Loch and Rish base of Bayes. You say Bar Pi Adomo. We said it's on that. It's Emes. Yaitzo. A second case, not Ikar Pri. You have Gary Nim from an apple. You're supposed to make case of Adomo. If you made an eight, says Mishmur, it's Emes. It came from a tree. You're Yaitzo. A third case is because of a case of a vegetable. You're supposed to say. Or really any case, something is type of shalom, and you ate it b'chayim. On that case over there, you're supposed to make, again, you switch to bracha, and you ate it in the wrong position, you ate something that's chayim over here. You're supposed to say a shakal. You made an eight, the mice it's emes. Another case of mishmur is not bring down over here, but bring down a reish beis. Let's say you have jam. We pass in reish beis of zayin, we're chodesh for the tumah tadashin. Therefore the locha on jam is, when it's nimuch legamri, you make shakal. You made an eight. So thereabouts we have two reasons why you're eight. One, we pass him ik like the mechaber. We chodesh for the tumah tadashin. But actually, the mice, since it's MS, it's not nechel get a brach levatolo. Or a fifth case, the swarm did not bring down. The sugya, when you have loy, that's not upon this thing when you planted it. Case of kairo. The loch is you make a shakel, but you make an eighth, the mice, you're yitzel. So every yisoid in the Magavram, which Shabuah points out in the Shayatin, those the mice seem to disagree with this yisoid. There's Ebn Oizah, the Al Rabba, my Mordechai want to disagree with this yisoid. Alok Lamaisa, Mishmur went with the Yisrael over here, that if a person comes along to make a brach on something, that Be'etzim is Emes over here, Lamaisa, you're Yoitzo. I'm not sure if they disagree, I'm discussing a different point, but Lamaisa, Mishmur goes with the Yisrael, the Magavram, Lamaisa, you're Yoitzo, if it's Emes. Now, building upon this, at least a question we have in Simon Reish Beis, Sif Beis, the Shayatin had a problem over here. What's Alok when you did not reach the full of love and you make Adamo? You another reach to the case of pull 11, you make an eight. If you're not sure if we reach the case of a pull 11, not sure if we reach the stage of a white bean, because you do not know what exactly a white bean and what bean we're referring to. Says the Mechaber, brings down the Rosh, the Torah, that says you're not sure. The loch is, you make a domo. Why make a domo? Says the Rosh, come on, if it's an eight and you make a domo, you're yaitzo. If you're not reached the stage, it's a domo, so therefore that's the correct bracha. So monoshach, you should make a case of a domo. In fact, the problem here is, once you go with the side of the Magad Avram over here, that the concept over here is a Yotza either way. So, you have a Baya over here, let's say a 8 by the case of Sovak Pul 11. Because if it's really Pul 11, it's 8. If it's not really Pul 11, it's MS. A Guna tree should be a case of 8 over here. And therefore, why is the Mechaber saying from the Rosh, the Sovak of Pul 11, the Lachat Adamo should be a case over here of 8? As I fact, the problem here is, and therefore, Aloch Lamaisi says, make her eight and solve a pull 11. You know why? We have a bayah the Rambam. The Rambam holds Lamaisi in not Yoitza. Let's be choish the Rambam Shito, the Beis Yosef's Gerson says, you're not Yoitza, you make her domo. So let's make her eight over here. Inside the Rambam. Come on the Shayatin, and he points out, bring down upon him Iris, and says, no, it's not so. He brings down the Shayatin, not that way. He's Toichikit. How do you answer this kasha? So you have a problem over here. Every Sofik a Pul 11 should be eight, not a domo. So the Chaim have a bunch of terutzim over here. The way that Chayodim, how he wants to answer, he wants a taino. There's certain things that we're supposed to do, certain things, but you have to do yaitzah. When you're not sure what something is, you're supposed to say a domo. Eight a domo, you're supposed to do a domo. Not sure if it's a vegetable or a shakal, you say shakal. Truly, Mishmur holds you yaitzah everything with mezoinis. You yaitzah everything if it's not sheker. But the correct brach is a domo. Yoitz is not the correct bracha. That's how the Chayodim says it over. The way the Pum Iris himself wants to answer, Master Shekel goes this way. The Maisa Magavram is a Chiddush. That's not what the Gemara says. That's not what the Mishnah says. Beforsh Bashash says that eats Yoitz with Adomo. So what's Beforsh is much better to follow than things that are Apiswara make sense over here. Some is also life, maybe. But that's the Maisa we should go over here. The way the Mishmur says it over, he points out that true the Magavram says this Yisoid. Well, the Maisi says that Eliab disagrees. The Maim Mordechai disagrees. So, therefore, says the Sharatzian, Sofa Brach Slahakal. Could be those who want to argue the Mogavram. the way the Bia Omer wants to answer Geshmak Malach, he says, before it came to the Pole 11, it was a Vada Adomo. We have Chazok Mikor, that the Vada Adomo Yoitzo. Who said it changed out of that? The Maisa keep in the case of Adomo. So you have different ways of answering the question of Ponim Iris. And the Mishmur goes to the side of the Magarvom, and it comes out that in the gate to Pole 11, the Loch is Safek will make Adomo. Even though we're Yoitzo, the same case of Eitz. That means the gate to Pole 11, you go back to the Sugi over there, which is Safek, what do you go do? Mishmur Paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, the Loch is the Maisa you make Adomo. The Pom Ir says the Maisa you make your eights. There's a third sheet over here that Evan Eliezer says that's very good to get to Bracha Rishoino. They get to Bracha Choyin with a big problem. Mishmur Paskins, the Loch is the main Shalos, not Yishav Boya Foshes, and vice versa. If so, he says, don't even eat it, Mishav Bracha Rishoino, because you end up leading to a case of Bracha Choyino, which you have a suffix. He's not saying to eat less than this year. Don't even make it, eat it at all. Mishav the Sugil of a year, Shom Shimi Machman, not eat it Bechlal, Mishav the Sugil Bracha Choyino. The third in the Mishnah is a case of a shackle, where everyone holds a yitzel, anytime we don't know what the brach is, after learning the sigil, or b'di'evet, shackle maisa yitzel. Heard of a maisa that Rabbi Yankel Julman, in a flatbush, so he had a son, he watched late at night, go out to his bedroom, go to the bathroom, three-year-old child come out of the bathroom, say shackle, and went to sleep. So in the morning, he asked the three-year-old boy, the maestro, why come out of the bathroom and say shakal? He said, Tati, you said, if you don't know any brachas, shakal yoytza. Not everything. For food. The maestro, the Shmuel says, he said over here, yoytza for shakal, they point out, the Mishmuel will say in Simon Reish Ches, Siv Zayin, negate to Zayin, will be the same cloud. Except for the case of Mayim, except for the case of Melech. Coming from the Sugya, we learned to educate from Varachim, we'll have to get to the Machlok, if that's true or not. Or Kivega seems to argue with the Mishnah Berurah. But Moshe says, it's a Machlokis, but it is like the Mishnah Berurah. But he said, Maisi, even if you go like the Mishnah Berurah, since the Machlokis, if you make a Mazenis or something, you should stop eating it, not continue eating. So this is said of Yavai Shahakal, the Mishnah. Mazenis will have to get to, since the Machlokis among the Paiskim, does the very meaning Mazenis apply to all foods or not? They do discuss, when once you say the Yisrael of Shachal Yates and everything, let's say you made a mistake. That means the Maestro of Oz brought down in Shuvah and Cheleches, person had in front of him what he thought was potato kugel. And his sack of potato kugel is Nimuch Legamri, you make a shackle. So he made a shackle, picked it up, and he ate it. And it's like, it's Lakshon kugel. Lakshon kugel is Mizonos. So what happens? First, a lot of people tell me in yeshiva, they take out the tail from the chulent, they make whatever brach it is, and they realize it's kishko. Fine. Now what are you going to do? Are you yitzah? It's coming with us at one time. The idea of shakal being yitzah is when you know what the thing is. When you make a mistake and you thought it was something else, you made a shakal, your mind was shakal on tail kugel. You don't have it. So now you have to make nocha bracha boy mine mezoinis. Shakal yitzah on what you das for, not if it's a mistake over here. That means noch yisod and shakal yoyse what you das for. My das was potato kugel. This is the case of mezainus over here. You're not yoyse.
Why?
Because I das to make a shakal on potato kugel. It's like I have das and I it's like nevad. We get to it got lost. It fell down. It's gone. Same thing, it's just not here. I made a brach on something, it's not here.
It's
not chal everything. I have to be chal on something. The Chabad says if I pick up my spoon of my soup spoon, I try to drink, try to have the soup, and a kid knocks over a spoon, right, and it falls on the floor. Says the Chabad, I have a soup in front of me, I have to make another bracha. I had das with potato kugel. I did not know what the thing was. That's the Kiddush over here, pointing out the Kiddush. I don't know anyone who argues. The Bnei Chabur over here, it seems, to disagree. Fine. Sipay is over here. Sipay is another case, the Vakert case, when a person has two things in front of him. Again, he has a case over here, of a simple case, avocados, and he has vegetables. On the vegetables, as Adomo, avocado is an eight. He comes along and he thinks they're both Adomo. He picks up the vegetables and he makes Adomo, which is the correct bracha. No problem. Now the question is, mitzvah, the sugya of Gerero, and the adas and avocados, guys, so you sit down, he makes a domo, you tell the guy, you know, the avocados, you know what brach to make? He said, yeah, a domo. Like, no, I know the sugya. I just learned it. I know it's an 8 over here. So now the person had a mind on both. On the sugya of Gerero, and he had das on something, what's the loch in that situation? That's the loch of Sibbeis. That means not he made a mistake on the thing itself. He made a mistake on the secondary thing to go eat to follow the first thing over here. That's the loch of Sibbeis. Come over, Mechaber. But he says, it says, Ben Yonah, the Rashba. The Maisa, at the end of the day, since he had das on both, even the sugar of grey was being dragged along. Once you had das on the vegetables, the avocado will follow along. The bush went this way. Pichodosh, chido. Atzad Hasheni, the mishabura brings down the shagas ayay, that he wants a tiny lun of the sugar. Chor Rashi and Tosef disagree. They're not going like the Rabbeinu Yonah over here, and they want tainum inside the sugar of grey would not work because the etzim are two separate brachas over here. One's a dama, one's a case of eights. And therefore, you're not Yitzhak. The Chadnish says we should pass like the Shagas Aryeh. Aloch Lamaisin, the Mishbura, when he brings it down, he says, Nimlach, change your mind. The Chadchila person should change his mind. Meaning, he says, person's eating vegetables. Someone teaches him now avocado is an eight. You should start in his mind, right now, I'm not going to eat the vegetable, the avocados. I'm not going to eat for the next 10 minutes. 10 minutes later, I'm going to eat the avocados. The question is, how does that work? What does that mean over here? So the way the Chiddush of Basta brings down from Scharnberg, he wants a taino that the story of here is that since the question is really to point out, every time I have a meal, I eat something, I make a doma now, and something I eat an hour later. We have a long meal over here. So I'm not eating for the next hour, so an hour later I have to make another bracha. I'm not eating now for the next 10 minutes avocado, make another bracha now 10 minutes later. So he says it really depends where you're coming, what's stopping you. If it's stopping you because I can't eat mitzad alocho, that's a hesek hadas. What's stopping me? I'm not eating right now because I didn't get there yet. It's not the time to eat it there. If I get there, I would eat it right now. So nothing's really stopping me right now from eating it except the second portion or the third portion is coming an hour later. When you go out to eat in a restaurant, right, they give you all the things to fill yourself up with. And 20 minutes later, the steak comes out, whatever it is, you go to order. So that's the case of Nimlach over here? No, I would eat it right now, just not here right now. But if I change, when I have a Hesek Adas, it sounds something's blocking me, that's the Yisrael over here, a Chiddush over here, that I can make the Bracha 10 minutes later. The question now is, you don't say any Shir in the Mishnah Berurah. Nimlach la'achazman. Nimlach la'achazman. Now, again, I'm not clear. The people in Chabot try to tell me it's 2 hours later, 3 hours later. Don't say that. Say 10 minutes later. Now the question is, if that's so, people have a problem with saying Yom Kippur Meir Brachas. Everyone says you make smell Pesamim, smell it a minute later, you can't do that. The Bayah of you had to be Masiach Das. 10 minutes later, the Bayah of Masiach Das. Why not? Smell. I'm going to Das right now, not to smell for the next 10 minutes, or next 30 seconds, and smell again. Das right now, not to smell for the next 30 seconds, and smell again. So you can say the study of the Mishnah Berurah is, when I have something that's blocking me inside the Alocho, It's because really, if I know I'm being Masiach Das, because I'm just choosing to, I'm not going to Das right now, that's not really something blocking, that's not a real Masiach Das. It's like, I'm just playing a game over here. But if I have a locha blocking me, could be that maybe you said over here being Masiach Das. Yesh Lodin. Now, this locha that we're saying over here, that the Mechab is passing, you make a bracha Dhamma, and you're Das in the Eitz, you're Eitz over here because you made a mistake over here. The words of the Mechab is Befonov. Mishmur says from the El Rabbah, the Taz, the Poskim Lav Dafka. Sai Shloim Befonim, there's no difference over here. Same halacha. Sifkim over here, and similar Shvav, there are 6 separate halachas. Betzim, they're all being Mayrach in other sugyas and other places. But try to go with kids, what comes out over here, make it a little more practical, the 6 halachas over here. There's one halacha you cannot be mafsik between the bracha and eating. The second halacha you have to hear the bracha that you're saying. The third halacha, you can say it b'chol loshen. And the last 3 is the case of you cannot be orim. You have to have a libra be mafsik from your ervo. And the case of kisei rosh. To go through step by step. First, you have a halacha, a person cannot be mafsik after the bracha for the case of eating something. It's very clear over here there are 2 separate cases. One being mafsik by speaking, one being mafsik by the case of being quiet. So first, negate to the case of speaking. Person makes a bracha, and then he speaks. 1 word, it's a hefsek. He has to make a bracha all over again. All over again. That's clear, very simple. Dibul HaMaisa is a problem. It's a sugya of hefsek. Now, how long, when to consider eating that a person can now talk? So there's a Mishabura in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin that says, you put something in your mouth, it's not enough. He says you have to swallow. People make a bracha, they put it in, and they talk. Says the Mishabura, the loch is you have to swallow first. He gets involved, maybe the Chayorim says, if you taste it already, but he wants to know, you have to swallow. He says, negate a moiti, not only that, by moiti one time, you should even have a case of gezayis before you talk. But in case of food, you cannot talk from the bracha to eating. Eating means swallowing, says the Mishabura. People make the mistake over here. Tima is a big shock if you have a chiyah bracha or not. Says the Mishabura, l'chatchila, person has to swallow. Now, they discuss that sugi cannot talk. What is the definition of talking? I mean, my father asked me last night, way back from the chasno, you want to know singing, tunes, songs. Zen nechel get over hefsik. People, when you come, sit down by meal, and people are a little bit antsy, so you start making tunes over there. So the Minchas Yitzchok, as a tshuva about it, Ravoz and Leitaino, tunes l'maisa, a sound. Sound is a hefsik. You mafsik between making a bracha and between eating. And two will be the same thing. That means you make a case of a moitzi. People at the table till they get it. Might be a minute later, because a lot of people at the table over here. So they start singing songs. Then what time is the hefsik? Shmuel in Kodesh Halachas, my father says he follows like him. He says the Halachas, I said not the way. I said you're not saying words over there. It has to be a song over there. Chaim Kinyevsky also asked him this question. He said Torah Lazar, but not Nichol Negev Hefsek. So there is a Shalom Negate tunes. Taking a little bit more than that, making sounds. Now there are two types of sounds you can make. Nu 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 sha sha sha, and then What's the difference? The difference is, even when you did not wash, some person next to you, and he's saying things that you don't appreciate, you tell him, sha, nu. So what's that? Those are words. So come along, all the svarim, come along, the Oskol, and the Bichta Bayez, and the Avayashiv, and the Avayashba, those are words. When you tell a person sitting next to you, sha, nu. What is words? Words are, people understand what exactly he's saying. Why is the word sha not a word? Nu is not a word. We go, the guy next to you is bothering you. Don't go, That's a guttural sound coming out. That this one clear back and forth. Is that nichol negeta of dibur or not? That you can start clearing. That you can hear, maybe not. Maybe, yeah, ulai yesh lotin. But comes out, the person at the head of the table makes a moitzi. The person next to you says or does something, go, nu? Where's your moitzi? Go, sha? Where's your moitzi? Come out of every meal, if we have a lot of people there, it always seems to happen that way. It's a big bayah. I still give a sick, there's no bracha there. The shtarkas for why nu and sha are words and not nichol negeta sounds. No, again, humming, that's a question. That's niggin. That's a niggin. That's what I said. I said, niggin is one shayla. Making it worse than that is sha and nu. If you want to ask, right? It's the words sha and nu.
Person have to wash again?
No, washing until time is not hesekatas. Not washing, the moitzi is a big problem. Now, I know the moinam does not seem to go that way, but that seems to be the loch. I guess you'll have to read the notes over here. I'm sorry. What? Again, that's more like a niggin. Niggin again, Reb Chaim says you shouldn't do that, but he's not hesek. That's a shallow. Of course, niggin is the same thing as whistling.
Humming is not singing.
Humming and singing, I think it's all the same thing.
It's not hefsek. Why
should
he do it?
First of all, machlokes. Is a hefsek. That's one very.
I'm saying it's not.
He said toiv lezarav. Why? I'm not sure. It doesn't explain. A second thing negate to hefsek is being quiet. Nothing. Now, first you have to realize this idea of being quiet that we hold that b'di'evit is not a hefsek. The shbul aleket says you have to chlij to make a bracha again. We don't go, says Mishabur, we pass the soap box lahakal. I mean, waiting, that means you washed, make a mitzi, and then you want to get your, whatever's on your phone, or want to do something till you get something to read, get out the, any safer to go read. That's the bayah of Hefsek. Now, how long is the time over here, the bayah of Hefsek over here? So, very clear, machlok is Taz versus Mangarvam. Is it Shom Alecha Rabbi Umayri? The words of the Taz, which is the words of the Beis Yosef, and Prim Gonim does go this way. The Aruch HaShulchan passed this way. The Maaseh, the Mogar Ram says, the Aloha over here is Shom Alecha Rebbe, without the words Mari. The Mishmur says, "Where you place him like that, not like the Taz." That's the way the grass goes, the Chai Odom goes, that's why the Benish Chai, they paskin, Shomalacha, Rabbi Yomari. Sorry, Rabbi, afterwards, Mari over here. Now, again, this is a case that within that Zman is Lachatchilo, after that Zman is B'di'eved, and the only reason why you're not making another Bracho, I'll stop Brachos Lachol. Now, they ask two questions just on the Zman practically. Number one, when it says the Shir's over here, Shomalacha, Rabbi, who is speaking? Someone who speaks slowly. How you speak to your Rebbe, how you speak to your friend. What exactly does she over here? So the Chaim Miklas question. Is it every person? Is it the Bainli over here? Someone who speaks quickly over here? It's one interesting Shiloh. Second thing is, what is the Zman practically? If you ask around, how long do you think the Zman is practically? What's Shom Alecha Rebbe? What's the Zman? So I assume most people say 1 second, 1.5 seconds. So I see Echonami, let's say for Shai Ayin, Rafal, Simcha Bonim, let's say it's 1.5 seconds, 2 seconds. However, come along the Piskei Halacha and the Piskei Tshuvas, he says it's up to 3 seconds already. Now, I'm not sure how you get from 1 second to 3 seconds. Again, depends maybe who's speaking, how quick, how slow. Depends if maybe you be more machni yourself to them or other cases over here. But the Swarm seem to range and seem to argue what the number of Shem Alecha Rebbe is. I would say 1.5 seconds. Some Swarm go up to 3 seconds. Yesh Lodl. Now, they do point out this halacha of waiting, says the El Rabba, brought down by the Graz and Kitzer, is dafkun waiting slowly tzorech hasudo. But let's say you're waiting mitzad tzorech hasudo, for example. The halacha is when you make a bracha, it's supposed to be a shalom in front of you. So you have a whole apple there, and now you want to cut to pieces. Well, if you cut, you can wait more than 3 seconds. It'll take 10 seconds, 20 seconds. Since mitzad the bracha, you're making it a shalom, and then you cut it, that's not hefsik. You're being Isaac in the mitzvah of Shlemus, they're making a bracha upon that. There's no problem over here. So then you get to a mitzi. You're sitting at the table, you make a mitzi. Can you eat first and then you're going to pass it around? People can get it. Mamish takes a while to pass it around the table. That halacha, they say, is the getter of the tzorech achila for everybody. That will not be a bayam inside the sugya of even lechat chilo. It's nichol ke'en the yisrael of terchidei, the shiur of Shom Alecha Rebbe. Mishmur does bring down just a couple of cases that bring out the point how to be when to be machmer. He has one case when the case of here something is too hot or too cold, person will make the bracha, then we'll have to wait. You have a bayam inside the sugya of hefsik. A second case he brings down, let's say a person has a cup over here. He says he has to overspill the foam. So basically, he says you make a bracha shakal on the beer, they want to spill out the foam over here. You have two bayas, one inside the sugya of hefsik. Second is the zilzal, the thing that you made a bracha on, you're spilling out. A third case, he says, let's say you have a knot. We have to crack the knot. It's not shlemus, a whole knot doesn't make the difference. There's no shell around you need for that. Just see the knot inside. It says, crack the knot, take the knot out, then make the bracha. A fourth case, he says, something that might be wormy, or bugs inside. First check if there are bugs, then make the bracha. Just practical cases, he says, make sure not to be mastic, say, avada divas hefsik, but even waiting time is not the correct thing to go do. The second halacha in Sif Gimel is a person has to hear it in their ears. First, Beklolius in the Mishabur and Tafresh from Gimel, and earlier in Simakuf Behei, it says Beklolius, when a person makes a bracha, say Bekol, say out loud, why is Ma'ur Kavono? True, anytime you want to say any bracha, you say out loud, it's Ma'ur Kavono. You don't have to have the Mishabur saying it, but if the Mishabur says it, people seem to say, oh, Mishabur says it, we go do it. But then you say Poshit, say bracha out loud, it's Ma'ur Kavono. Now, when we have the set over here of saying something out loud, so Pashtus, you can start clearing different cases over here. That means you say it out loud, that's the correct thing. You hear it's correct. If you do not hear it, but it came out through your throat, the Maisi Yoitza. The question is two stages over here. One is the level of being B'di'evin. We're saying if a person did not hear it, Yoitza. What does that mean over here? There are two ways of having the case of the Mechaber. For example, a person moves his lips, but nothing comes out. Zero. What is the Mechaber saying? Mechaber is saying in a case where you move your lips, something comes out, but you don't hear it. Or you move your lips, but nothing, zero, is coming out. What is the Mechaber saying in Yoytze B'di'evet? Right, you can move your lips and nothing comes out. Are you Yoytze B'di'evet or not? So, Shem Rekossi says, Pashas is, you have to say something. We know the locha, are you yoytze tefillah be here? No. You have to say. Moving your lips is not speaking, says Shevet Kalsi. That's not what the Mechaber means over here. He does bring down a Sefer Lekha Kemecha Chodesh, says Machloikis. Says, why is Machloikis for? You have to say, you have to speak. I tell Shani, he asked a question to Bishlam Zalman, or Bishlam Zalman. He says, I'll bring you a Kalorayo. But Eli Akoyin, she shows Chana Davding, that she moved her lips, but nothing came out. So we see moving the lips is Nichon Negedah Tefillah over here. Says Hashem Lakosi, what are you talking about? That's a raya. It means he did not hear her say anything. But a lot of something came out over here. Mamash Yatayna. That means what Shannon the Pasuk they're arguing? Is it that nothing came out? Or Eli did not hear anything come out? But a lot of something came out over here. So that's a question. How do you read the words over here? Yaitza, but again, nothing came out, or something came out, but you did not hear it. Your ears did not hear it. It came out from your lips. What's Yaitza? Your lips moved? You moved your lips, or came out? So, my sister Shiloh, among us from over here, again, Mishlom Zalman, I'll see this question. Pashas, I agree with you. The Pashas means it has to come out. But Shlomo Zalman, who am I to say? That's one shot on the gate, the level of B'dievet. Lechat Chila, the loch is, Avad, you have to hear it. You clear the Shalom in also, Lechat Chila, you have to hear it. Hearing it, it's at the Gavro, it's at the Cheftzo. Meaning, the question over here is, the Poyol, you have to hear it? Or we have to be in a place that you could hear it if there's no noise around. Let's have an example, there's a garbage collecting outside, and there's tons of rush. In the airplane, tons of rush. You're diving in Stalin. Everyone's screaming over there. Fine. Are you diving? Are you taught to be more yeshivish, more quiet over here? And they're screaming. You cannot hear what you're saying. You can't hear. Is that a baya l'chadchilo? Do you have to hear? Or it has to be heard in a case where there's no noise around? What's your story to l'chadchilo? B'dievet avad yoytza. That's not a problem. Question l'chadchilo, how to go diving? So the Kav Chaim over here brings down a Chesel Avram. Kav Chaim, I'm sorry, Simon Samach Beis, brings down a Chesel Avram. It's quite a question. He's mistopic. The Netziv on Shiltis, he wants to be right from the Shiltis. And the Bahag, that Maisel, the Loch is to be Machmer. You yourself have to hear it. You damn and stolen, you don't hear it. It's only a case of B'dievet. There's a Sifsei Chachomim in Chumash that's discussed by the Makom Tzvadeya. Over there it says that after Paroi went to Moshe and said, please daven, take away the mako. V'yitzak Moshe el Hashem. Moshe screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fath the sins of Chomim, he screamed out. All of the time, said the Loshon of Tefilo. Why have he had to scream out? Says the sins of Chomim, because Allah is, you have to hear yourself. Lechatchila by Tefilo. And since it's Tzvadeyas, the frogs over here were making tons of noise, a lot of rush. Therefore, V'yitzak Moshe el Hashem, he screamed out over here. Moshe Rabbeinu, why you have to hear it? Mamash, you have to hear it. You dive in a place where you can hear. Again, by airplane, any place you want, you have to scream it out. Lechad chilo. The Shev Kossi goes this way, Zilberstein. The Zoysaf Rocha says, and he's coming from the Marmokum, he says, Licha Shlom, it says, Apir Licha Shlom, you have to be machmen, you yourself, Lechad chilo, have to hear it. The Maisi look up at Licha Shlom, on top he's in this topic, and the bottom he said, the Maisi passed in Lakula, if I care, you don't have to hear it. Yishlom is Marmokum. They ask the question to Rav Vosner, they ask Chaim Knievsky, and say no. The Chachila means in a case where if no noise around, you'll hear it. They disagree. Sound like they're clearly arguing the Tzivsei Chachomim. That's not Pshat in the Pasuk. They want to have the Yisod over here is what? It's not the Gavras hear it, the Chefter could be heard over here. And again, they point out there's a person has a hearing aid. So people have hearing aids. Sometimes, especially, they don't want to hear things around them, especially by downing, it bothers them the sound. They want to shut it off. They can't hear anything they're saying. The question is that the same signal we have heard, they should put it on and make sure they hear it? But no. Shut off. No one bothers them anymore during davening. And now they have kavod when they daven. What's the correct noggin to get a hearing aid? Fine. That's a question in the again, the two levels here. Linim b'dievet, one question is, have you come out from your lips? Machlokes? Pashas, yeah? Second question, you physically have to hear it in the Chachila stage. Also, Shalom Ong Nachorinim. Nachal point to get to listening. Ksiva Kedibor. Person who can't talk. Can he write down Tefillah? Is he Yaitza? So, Kiveger, has a tshuva in Chelech Aleph, Siman Lamed, that there's something everyone else calls Sudas of Kiveger. What is Sudas of Kiveger? Let's say somebody in Mishpacha is having a chasin in Chutz Laretz. You make a chasin over here. They call us Sudas of Kiveger. Why? Sudas of Kiveger, his real name was Rabbi Kiva Gintz. His uncle took him in. His uncle's name was Eger. He had a covet for his uncle and called himself Kiva Eger. That's Mamash's uncle's name, not his real name. When he got married, so Kiva, he was went to his own chasin, it was a different shtot, and his uncle who brought him up made a chasin in his shtot. Made a chasin. You're making a chasin, you invite all the gdolim in the shtot to come. So the base mayor came, opposed, and all the gdolim came, and they sat by Kiva Eger's chasin without him being there. That's why it's called Sudas of Kiva Eger. At the chasin, the gdolim are there, being mesameach. So what do? You have Divrei Torah. So the hak by the chasin was negate the sugya of ksiva kedibur. And if you go through the tshuvas of all the eggers, all the ciphers, they all have tshuvas about ksiva kedibur. They get the newest halachas and sugyas in shas. One of the things they discuss in shas is our sugya, ksiva kedibur. So Kivege, he wants the whole ksiva is kedibur, but certainly not negating the get of lechatchila. Surely it's not nichol the get of hearing Shmei Le'oznoi. So lechatchila vada, that's not so. The only question they get to Yaitz Mitzvos to get the sugya of B'di'evan. Third sugya of Yensef Gimel, the sugya of saying davening b'chol loshem. Best in the Mishnah, so to the Daflam Beis, that these are the things we say b'chol loshem. And one thing over there is Kriyashma Tfilo. B'chemosin brachas b'chol loshem. Avada says the Mishabu and Simon Samach Beis, where the main sugya is, that mitzvah hadin is true, but mitzvah min mufchol loshna kodesh. For that reason, we always daven loshna kodesh. The question is usually when people, whether gerim or kiru chaykim, bal tshuvas, that a lot of people do not know loshna kodesh. Negate to bechol loshin, you yaitzel. What defines the definition of bechol loshin? Negate to brachas. There's a known bialoch and simon sam of bay discussed that two types of languages around. The language that mitzvah etzem is a language, lashon kodesh be etzem is a language. Then he says all others are askomas of medina. People agree to. In China, everyone agrees that this is a language. That's a language. Building upon that, he says someone in China comes to Eretz Yisrael and speaks Chinese. Sin. There's no askoma of the medina over here. That's not nichol negedah b'chol loshon. You're not yotzei a bracha b'chol loshon of Chinese in this country, because that's not the Lashon in this country. That means even though B'chol Lashon Yaitza has to be the Lashon in that Medina. China can speak Chinese, America can speak English, this country can be English or Hebrew, but to speak Chinese, you're not Yaitza. That's not B'chol Lashon. There's no Eskoma San Medina. The concern is it has to be a language. If I decide myself, without any Eskoma, that this can be a language, I decide, I made up my own language and I say brachas that way. That's meaningless. So it says that Bialocha, Askomas and Medina have been in that Medina. The Pachad Yitzchok, Yitzchok Kutner, when he wrote a Sefer, Torah Sanozer, in Perek Aleph, he has a taina against the Chofetz Chaim. He says, you read the Mishnah in Saito, some of the cases there is a case of a claim B'Saito, Vidoy Meiser. Those things you say in the base of Mikdos. You say that in Yerushalayim. You don't say anywhere else. Vidur Maisa and by the case of Saito. And there on the mission says B'chol Loshon. B'chol Loshon. The base of Mikdos, Chinese and Yotzin, the base of Mikdos, Yerushalayim over here. So we see B'chol Loshon means B'chol Loshon. Does not mean Dafke in that Medina itself. So Pachad Yitzchak went to get a skoma, they say over from Chaim Moser. So Chaim Moser told him, yeah, that's Kasha. So go to the Chofetz Chaim and go to Radin, go ask him. So Chaim always tells you to do something, go to Radin. So he went to Radin and he asked the Chofetz Chaim this question. Chofetz Chaim said, he didn't answer, but B'shas Mehobin Geschriben, hat mir gut getrachtet. When I wrote it, I thought out the sugya very well. I knew then what to answer, not answering right now, doesn't answer. We didn't answer that.
No, but you never
have the
answer.
Ulai, Yishlod, Yishlayin. The Maisa is not that simple. Maisa, the Raya is Mikhail Khan. Chofetz Chaim held, he was right, even though he didn't get a good answer. They tell me, a certain Ram told me that there's a Spanish Kiryat Yeshiva, and they asked a certain Gadol HaDor what to go do, because Spanish is not a Chor Losh in this Medina. We said, no, we won't call that Chofetz Chaim. We'll tell them the Chol HaPokas, that's fucked, know the options, that in Spanish. I think everyone agrees Spanish not, in this country is not the Losh in the Medina over here. They said, Maisa, daven in Spanish. That's the only option you have. That's what to go do. But that's a shalom b'chol loshim. They get us, we all daven loshim kodesh. That's mincim and mokhor. Not really a question over here.
What?
Simin samach beis.
Then
you're using
the shem Hashem?
No, shem Hashem is whatever the language is. You say G-D, it's Hashem's name in English. Fine, the fourth you said over here in Sif Gimel is the side of being Orem. Now, we don't daven on Orem, we don't say brachos on Orem. The get of Orem is by a case of a boy is 9 years old, and the get of a girl is 3 years old, 3 years old over here. Now, this halacha is the get to every person over here, just the mishmuaz machlaikis, machaber, versus machavrom, the get of the sugi of agvais, that means the backside. Zandich the sugi of ervanat. The machaber over here wants to be machmer, machavrom wants to be mekel, mishmuaz come down, toiv lahachmel lechachilo. For the sheet of the mechaber, that's also nichel the geta of a rice over here. And practically, no one makes brachos with the arm over here. Right, I hope. The fifth yisayit over here is the idea of liba roya erva. That means, besides being arum, there's a case that your heart cannot see your erva. That means we have a locha brought down more barichet simon ayin dalid, which Shmuel says that didu rabbanon over there, that your heart cannot see your erva. Now, the question Achrayim discussed practically, a couple of cases, but one main thing discussed in the Gerta Noshim, women wear robes. They wear robes, let's say they won't be wearing undergarments. So the question is, her heart, is it seeing the erva? Or no, by the man, liberates the erva, his erva's in the front. Isha erva is lamato. So therefore there's no bayah of her heart seeing the erva over there. So the Bach over here brings down this question by us. He says, by noshim to be machmer, just like by men. So we're doing that way a little bit by the mechab over here. Men to be machmer, libayis erva. Who did in the case of Isha? The Kitchen Orch passed in the same way. The Taz by us says, ayin simin reishin yoredeo. He says, ayin simin ayin dalit. Look up the Taz. He says, no. You're bringing down the Orch Eschaim. Rishi clearly says, libayis erva does not apply to the case of noshim because the erva is lamato. Therefore, the Trisha also goes this way. The Shach, when he says it over this way, min hogim torihi. They're not nevius, they're nei nevius, and therefore the loch is the liberator's erva does not apply the case of Noshim. The Mishabu and Simon Ayin Dal the Pask in this way, like the Shach and Taz, the Me'ikra din is not a problem. Reason the Geya, so one time when the Isha is wearing a robe, a second time when they're in the mikvah, they go in the mikvah, then the Hogo of numerous people is, they take off their clothing, go inside the mikvah, they take one time, they come out, they make a bracha. The question is there a liberator's erva, is there a baya over here? Being Orem, we pass in the waters covering them. I mean, it's not the second Liboris erva. What to go do? So the Taz and Shach Medina, they say there's no problem. However, the Taz and Zof, what you go do? You fold your arms and have it against your body and separate your heart from her erva. Mishibu and Simon Ayindal, the Paskin is like the Taz. He says, Medina, you're right. However, mitzad the correct and Hogo is you should fold your arms. Most of people in the Chabura said they never heard such a thing. I challenge, I think, everyone in the Chabura to go with their wives. Every single person came back and said, the Mice, that's what they do. Fine, Mice, they don't know, but that's Mice in the mikvah. They come, they tell you one time. They come out and they fold their arms. We have this Milo Chum over here, which Rabach says Medina over here. We hold inside the Milo Shabbat to fold the arms inside the Sugar of Liberoy Sa'erva. Another case had applied this halacha practically. Is that negate to Brachas? What about negate the Sugar of Limina Torah? So come on the Orcha Shulchan, he wants a time that's halacha to get to brachas only and not for learning. The Maisa the Mishabura and Simonayin Dalit, the Bidan of Ben Yoino, and the Paiskim, the Makar Chaim, and the Chidah passes, no, goes to everything. That means again, whether it's Negev to you when you're under your blanket, you're learning, for whatever reason you are, Negev to Isha is wearing a robe with no undergarments, the Chadchila, what a person should go do, is separate one from another, from your heart to the Erva, which have the Sigil Libra is the Erva. The 60th soid is the idea we have a Gila Rosh. You have to make a bracha with a yarmulke, a kippah. Now, first halacha is we wear yamka all the time. Mishibur paskins that mitzad the sugim chusem lo salechu as the taz we have to wear all the time. They point up as manazel lav dafka. That's true. Therefore, for example, my father when he went to work in the 1960s in a certain place where they were adamant he should not wear yamka, he went to Moshe Feinstein and asked him personally, do you have to wear yamka medina or not, kippah or not? But Moshe told him you do not have to. And since then, the numerous shuvas by Moshe wrote medina you do not have to. So my father went for a day or two. Third day, he couldn't do it anymore. He went with yamka and they fired him. Fine. Then the whole story out of it. But the Moshe says, the halacha is medina don't have to, but mitzvah brocha, Maisa, you have to. That means even to go to work, for whatever reason, on our places, people not wear yarmulkes. When they come to bracha, they have to either put their sleeve over their head, or they can put someone else's hand upon their head, the own hand, which will possibly not work, someone else's hand upon the head. It's not the sigil of a bracha over here. Now the question is, that's lachatchila, but do you have a bracha without a covering? So come on, the Prima Gomez, Sichel, or Chashuk, and Paschal, but do you have Maisa, you are yaitza. Chur, two nafkaminas. One is, we have children sometimes who take a while to mechanech them to wear a yarmulke. Each one onto their own reason why that's so. The question is, you're even isav safinon by giving them something to make a bracha without kisei roish. So since b'di evel ma'isa der yoitza, there's no isav safinon. Therefore, do not force the kids to wear a yarmulke. Sometimes it's anti-chinuch. Chinuch is not to get them to do it right now. Chinuch, the yisod, is to get them to do it in the future. Force kids to do things now when it's not roi yet. You should not do it right now. One afkamino. The second is people know when you have people around you, not from people, so it's hard to be friendly with them or whatever, they give them something some food. They tell them to make a bracha. They have no yarmulke. So now a lot of them know already, they go like this, they know, seder. But a lot of people might say, don't know. Can you give them a food, tell them to make a bracha without kisa rosh? They point out, since the evil of maisa, you have to know in each case, sometimes you maybe should tell them, maybe not, some do understand. But the maisa should not be a baya when you give them food to go eat without a case of a kisei roish. Now this sugya of covering your head, read the mechaber, he's mechal by the case of an erva by Isha sitting down, being orim ma'ashenkin ish. Then he says the sugya liberois the erva, then the sugya of kisei roish. It's not mechal between the ish and the isha. When the isha, when she's married, when she has her hair uncovered, does she have to cover her hair mitzvah the sugya of bracha? She have to cover here. Nafkamina of a similar case. She's in the mikvah. Comes out speaking to her one time. She covers her arms over here. She have to cover her head also. So the guys at Chabur said, no way, never. So I get a challenge, I think six guys over here. They all came back. Five of them said, yeah, the wife does it for sure. One of them says, sometimes. The mice in the mikvah, they put a shmata over your head and covers it. Is that medina? You have to go do that. Is that the halacha that every time people are home and they don't always cover their hair, they're not machta for kimchi, gamavadi, you should. It's that halacha she doesn't have to. Does she have to cover here? It's the sugya of bracha over here. So that way in Shulchan Aruch. So there's a ravyo already that brings down Hilchos Brachos to get the sugya of mikvah. Says you cover your hair. It's a ravyo already. Kivegur in the black Shulchan Aruch, the Simon Reish, he says, what's different between the case of Ish and Isha once they're married already? Isha has a chiyav of kisay roish. Therefore, he says, of course, you cover it here. Kivegi points this out. Tzach Ian, why the Olam does not seem to know this concept? The Ches Halacha brings down this way, Yaskal Afti. And therefore, the numerous form bring down this halacha that the issue does have to, whether it's the Kloisenberger, or the Abia Omer, Natak Avriel, Yati Yosef, Peskei Chubas brings down the Zayach Shar. Oh, so the question is, what's coming between the case of married and not married? That's the Kash over here. That's the question on the right to Mekilim that by married people, cover here and not married, don't have to. First of all, Abliashev, he's the only one I see that clearly argues with this Yisrael over here. But he comes and wants the Mechalik, and Taina first of all is Raya. If that's so, there should be no difference between the case of a Pluyo versus the case of someone who's married already. He wants Taina to come with two separate sugyas. They get to the idea of Broch is a sugbi machnir yourself. Achno. Men sometimes have to be taught that concept over here, where they put on the Yamko, be machnir themselves. And Isha washes coming to here when she's married. That it only applies, say Chazal, only to Isha that's married, not when she is a Pnuya. So therefore, to take the aside of a marriage by Isha, covering it here, the Sugya of Brachas, simply Yashav has one enough to do with another. No Sheiches. Hagam, do have Yos says cover here, Kivya says do cover here. But Yashav wants to argue that you don't have to cover here. The Chodesh Shani is brought down the Hilchos Nidi, wants to answer. They say the wife to be mechabel in a case of pnuya and someone's married. He said, could be, we have to be right. But once over here, then once she's married, she covers her hair all the time. Mitzah bracha, she does not cover here. The ksan of the bracha. She walks around covering her hair. She's always mechubad. Not mitzah the bracha, not to have her hair covered. It's the ksan of the bracha over here. That's why once a time, why a married person should cover here. The maestro, the b'nai svar, they say over, they go to the shuls, they have outside by the shul over there, they have these little doilies over there, or covers over there. The b'nai svar seem to be very machmir, be oimez, it's about, they should cover the hair by davening, by brachas all the time. The b'nai ashkenaz, as far as I hear, what? No, not fully covered. Oh, so now you're getting another question. Once you have to cover your hair, what the shear of covering your hair is? That means everyone knows Shlomo Kluger has a Chacham Shlomo. It says the shear is Ruba Kekulai. Coming from Moshe in Igros Moshe, his first tshuva in Igros Moshe, Chelik Al Simen Aleph says he wants to argue with Shlomo Kluger. The shear of a yarmulke is what? As long as it's nicker, any bowel cap that's nicker, that's nicher the get of Kisa Rosh, it shows you're covering your head over here. Rav Weissman says, "Over, this is the first tshuva of Moshe to give a heter of a small thing as much as you can." So he says, "Yeah." Rav Moshe says, "Well, MS is MS. That's the Moshe first tshuva niggas. Moshe tell you the halacha over here is that anything that's nikkud, that's nichal negeder of a kisei rosh over here." Finds Maisa comes out that the Maisa of the Ashkenaz do not seem to be mendactic upon this. I can't be sure why that's so. But as far as something I'm mendactic covering here, the notion to cover the hair also. Yeah. Yeah. In the Oris, the Masechta Ksubis, now Oris is something he's going to share. He didn't write it, fine. Siftal is sugya of two things. Number one, when you make a brocha on a pri, on a vegetable, you have to hold it in your hand. And number two, you have to hold it in your right hand. First, why you have to hold... My father wants me to ask you, and he wants you all to call him, and to answer this question, of the six things I said in Sif Gimel, which ones are l'chadchila, which ones are b'di'evit? So he expects phone calls from all of you, to tell him, he wants to challenge you to a question, of the six, what's l'chadchila, what's b'di'evit? Okay, after the share, Zaid, you get the phone call? What's back? Right, we want to, what's ma'akim, and he expects a phone call from all of you. Fine. Sift out over here. Sukkah, again, two sides over here. Number one, you have to hold it. And number two is you have to hold it in your right hand. So first of all, why do you have to hold it for? So Mishmua come from Lavush. Why, when you hold something in your hand, you have more kavana for it. Aleph. Second, Mishmua and Simukuf Samach Zayin, quote Samach Avram, also less of a hefsek. It's closer to you. Two reasons why you have to hold it. One, it's at the kavana shboy. One, it's at the sugya of hefsek. B'diyevet. Allah, there's no problem over here. But that's like Lachatchilo. Now, come along to Taz over here, and he sends you to the Sugi Negeta Avdolo. Taz says, when it's brought down over there in Shulchan Aruch, it's by Avdolo, you pick up the case, by Boy Piragoff, and you hold it in your right hand. You have B'Summas in your left hand. Go through Avdolo. They come to B'Summas, you switch. Put the B'Summas in your right hand. You make him brach on the B'Summas. The case is the case in your left hand. Now, the Olam just practically was asking, how technical are the words what I said over just now? I mean, I said over, and Mechabe says, you hold the kais in your right hand and the b'sum in your left hand. Do you have to hold the b'sum in your left hand? Do you have to hold the b'sum in your left hand or not?
Right.
So the lashon of Mechabe is, you hold the b'sum in your left hand, lashon levush, that way, pisha the chayodom, and kama swarm on medurik that way, and kama medaktikim being down that way, the lechthim says in Shulchan Aruch, B'yashim says in Nashiklain, Pasha Sugi, you should hold the b'sum in your left hand. Atzad Hasheni, the Aruch HaShulchan says, the reason why it says put it in your left hand because you can't put it in your right hand. I'm just telling you where to put it. But that mukhach, you have to do it that way. You put it on down. So the Mechayim, no, the minig is, you don't, not to hold it. The minig is to have it on the table. There are those who do not hold it. Kodashonim does not hold it. Says that Shulchan does not hold it. That means, this is Shaila, how far to take the Yisoid of the B'Sam. Most Svarim and the Medaktim seem to hold the B'Sam in the left hand. Others not that way. Now Pashto. Now, however, when it comes to B'Samim, everyone agrees you have to hold the B'Samim in your right hand. On that case, you have to hold the Kleis in your left hand. Because now you're saying Abdullah, and you hold the Kleis in your left hand. See, even on that, Aruch HaShulchan says no. Then the Maisi came out, everyone disagreed and says, in that case, Avad, you should hold the klis in your left hand. The Aruch Shulchan and the Yavis Batsem says, you don't have to hold the klis in your left hand. Now, once you have this idea of holding some in your right hand, you make the bracha, the question is, he's holding it, let's say she's holding it, when she's holding it, can you smell some that she is holding? Let's say she's a nida. The loch is, you cannot smell her perfume. So she's holding the b'samim. Can you smell the b'samim that's in her hand over here? Shalom among the svarim. Maisi be oimet tshuva says mi es toiv medina is mutter. I've never seen someone say it's mutter. But a shulchan brings down that tzarachin. Numa svarim want be machmer. Can they b'isim chodeshani abelski matane? She cannot hold the b'samim. The ist be oimer. Why in the world are you discussing a case when she's holding the b'samim? You're smelling it. The loch is, you have to hold the b'samim in your right hand. Why is she holding it for? So you couldn't maybe answer. You may have told him. What well, means in a case where someone else made the bracha, you're passing it around, she's holding it, and she wants to give you the smell. But he doesn't answer that. He says a massive chiddush over here. He wants to tie up when she's holding it, is yoda rechto, as if he's holding it. She's holding it in the right hand, is yoda rechto. He gets involved with our sugi over here. He says a bunch of words, I'm not sure what he means. Massive chiddush. Pasha means you have to hold it in your right hand over here. You could clear the other way around. He's holding his right hand, he makes a bracha, and gives her to go smell it. Is the abaya of her smelling his pesum in his hand? That makes this from one time, it's not a baya, a couple of reasons, but it's not a sugi of nido. When it comes down to get to brachas again, every time you make a bracha, it should be number one, held in your hand, number two, it should be held in your right hand. Now, let's say a person is a lefty, what to go do? So the inshallah among the achroinim, Mishmur comes out, look, lamaisa, when you're a lefty, that is his right hand, and put it in your left hand over here. And the Bnei Ashkenaz seem to go more this way. Atzad Hasheni, Divrei Mordechai, Baruches Chaim, B'Shtei Chemen, they want Taina, no, you go after Yamin of the world. And the Kavach Chaim brings down a pikabol this way, it says, V'chem Amad Dabar. The meaning is what? Not to follow the Mishnah Berurah. The loch is, you should go after the right hand of the world. The Be'er Moshe, the Abbasina says, we follow the Kavach Chaim. The Svanim seem to follow the Kavach Chaim. The Maisa Bnei Ashkenaz do not seem to go that way. Ashkenaz seem to follow the Mishnah Berurah. They put it in their left hand, like a case of his own right, put in his left hand. Piskei Tshuva is when he brings it down. He said, the Ovek Kamar. Divan Hogan, the Klai Yisrael, to follow the Mishnah Berurah, not when you are a lefty. On the side that you follow the Mishnah Berurah, there seem to be a bunch of people in Chaburah that seem to have a question over here. So let's make it a little bit personal over here. Let's say you were 3 years old, took a bobby pin, you put it into the socket. Let's say it knocked out your nerves and your hand went up, and therefore you have no touch in this hand. So therefore, if you have no sense in this hand, so what do you do? You start using things for sense in your left hand. So you eat with your left hand, you write with your left hand, anything with your left hand that needs touch. If I come to hit you, I'll punch you with my right hand. When I play baseball, it's my right hand. So that's my stronger hand is my right hand. But things I need to write with, things that I need to go sense with, what do? I need my left hand. So what hand is right, which hand is left? What defines more choshev? Basim, when I eat, what I do? I put the fork in my left hand. Most people, they put it in the right hand, and when they take a knife, they switch hands. Why do people, they take a knife, when you use a knife, they switch hands for? Because a knife is for koyach. So when they take a knife, they need strength. They'll put the fork in the left hand, and they cut with the right hand. What I do is I use my left hand with my fork, come to knife, nothing switches. Because my koyach is my left hand. So the question is, what am I? Again, a couple guys in Chabur tell me the same issue. Define them. Are they a righty or a lefty? What defines who you are? You go after koyach. So I was looking at how do I eat. When I eat, I use my right hand for food. When I drink with my left hand. I take a cup with my left hand. I hold things in my left hand. So I go after what's normal, drinking one way, eating another way. Go after koyach. What defines it over here? I go, slightly different questions over here, but I thought one option, which actually might make sense, is that the Mishmur says, Yisod of Yad Yamin as Chashivas. What's Choshev to me? What hand, let's say I have to lose use of a hand for a month. Which hand fills the shalom to get the Ksavta? Well, let's say one hand I have to lose. Which hand would I pick? What's Choshev for me? What's more Choshev? So thinking about it, I thought, what I type with? That would be more Choshev to me. Maisa, I don't type. I do finger because I don't have touch my hand. So I was thinking about, so I was looking, so what do I do finger with? So I do finger with, but it could my left hand. So if I choose one hand not to use for a week or two or a month, I choose my right hand not to use. So what's more choshev to me? My left hand. So I think if that's a hand you pick that you'd rather have, that's the Yisad HaChshivus to you. Again, I can argue the point. Maybe when I drink, my normal is right. My Makarech is right. Interesting question. I had to look upon it over here, which I think the Yisad HaChshivus, what's important to you, again, you can argue the point. In this halacha of using your left hand and right hand, come along with Shavuot and it brings down, and they get to Sugya Svarim. It brings down the Sefer Hasidim and says, when someone passes you a Sefer, you should Mekabalo with your right hand. Now, it's Api Kabbalah. On this case, what's halacha in the gate to a lefty? Mekabel with your right hand or with your left hand? Mishmur does not say the sugya of chashivas over here. Does not speak it out. What's halacha by a lefty? So it's a question of B'chaim Kineski and Nevensal. They both answered exactly what I know in the Yedaya. I don't know. Fine. Not sure what you're going to do with the lefty. Maybe you can make a shvek out of it. Numis Pais can say by a case of a bracha, stay with your left hand. Over here, negate other Kabbalah. Maybe you should always be covered with your right hand. Maybe because what people see, not what's negate to you. Yesh lo, yesh lain. A second question negate to Svarim. The words over here are to be kabbal the Sefer. What about when you pass the Sefer? The same thought, Allah negate to passing the Sefer? So again, Isim Chaim Kineskin and Nevensal, they both say it applies to both passing and receiving. And back to me, look at the base Lech Mihud on the page of Shukhanarach, and your idea, some of Reish Pei Beis. Says over the halacha of passing the sefer, the same halacha over here. But they do point out again the Yisum Chaim Kineski and Nevensal. Does it mean svarim or everything? No, say dafka achshivus and svarim over here. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, correct. All mitzvahs says over here do with your right hand. All mitzvahs. Great question. Machshen is a sefer called Itayad. There's a couple svarim just for lefties. Fine, you're right. For the couple svarim to know all these questions. Now, another thing, Api Kabbalah, come on the Mishmur and bring down the sugya in the gate to a sakin. It says, Api Kabbalah, a person, when he has food in front of him, he has a watermelon, he has a knife, he sticks it up, picks it up, and wants to make a bracha, a bar pri adamo on the watermelon, he should hold it in his right hand, but should not hold the sack at the same time. Mishmur again, very clear, and I couldn't point out what the reason over here is, the Al-Rab, Prim Godim, and the Graz, they say, why? Because your right hand is your Yisoid of Chaim. A knife is a koich of Esav, it's mekatzer chayim. So to hold a knife that's mekatzer chayim in your right hand that is chayim, that's a stira. Now there's a bunch of questions to understand what is the side over here. Take one chakira. A person has a sakin. Is the side a knife is a problem? Or the side over here is that the sakin is a case of barzel, a case of iron. And we know already from what says in the Torah that we should have a mizbeach, a case of barzel, iron. And iron is a problem. What's the bayah? A knife is a problem? Or basil is a problem? Take three nafkaminas, how the Achorim discuss. What is, let's say you have something that's basil, but it's a fork, it's a spoon. A spoon. Can you pick up your basil spoon, soup inside, and make a bracha with your right hand? Your right hand is chayim, and the spoon over here is basil, a symbol over here of mekatzer chayim. So the ruach chayim, chayim pelagi says, it's a sugya over here of barzel. The Ibn says, did not use a fork. Pick up with a fork, you have a bayah over here. The Ben Ishchai says, you have a bayah, he says, therefore use silver when you make a bracha. The Kavachayim, he says, therefore do not use a spoon. Don't use a spoon. Why is it bayah? It's a sugya of barzel. The Debetzin of Bar Moshe, when he had a shuvah about it, he says, his words are, do not use any mateches. Don't say dafka barzel. It says, all metals you cannot use when you make a bracha over here. Says it, I'm not Shikloin. He doesn't understand. You can't use matechas, metal. You pick up a kiddush cup. It's silver over here. You make a kiddush over here. What are you talking about? Therefore, the Menashe Klein with the Shuvah, you want to know the loch is dafka by a sakin, and not the sugya barzel. They ask a question of Scheinberg, didn't the gate a sakin? What? No, I don't think you a sakin is you, sakin a fork. You won't take it to Melchama to stab a person. It's a din and sakin. When he brings it down, he said, just read the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Doesn't say the word barzel. Read the words of Magen Avraham. Read the words of the El Rabo. The words are sakin. Agam a sakin has basel mekatzi yomim, but the words are sakin. That's one question. One shalom among the Achronim. a second shayla among the achronim, same chakiro. Let's say you have a knife. Our knives today are not made out of barzel. They're made out of nerusto, stainless steel. So you come along with Mordechai Eliyahu, what's tiny? Stainless steel? It's not barzel. Stainless steel. It has to be barzel. So maybe it should not be a problem over here. They point out, if that's our forks and knives and spoons, forks and spoons, take those two, the manushok should not be a problem. If it means how to string of sakin, it's a fork and a spoon. If it means how to string of barzel, it's nuristo, it's stainless steel. Stainless steel is not barzel. So there is a question, is it dafka, is it matechas, or is it barzel? That means, very much wants times matechas. I'm not sure client silver is matechas also. Lo shemanu my case of silver. Says the Kavachaim Ruchaim, use silver, they say. So it can't be a case of matechas. It's barzel. Barzel? We're not using barzel. Our third knife coming over here is a plastic knife, obviously. If they said over here is barzel, plastic is not barzel. If the case over here is a knife, a plastic knife, we'll have the same question. The Shai Brachman brings down this question. He says, Yeshua's topic. What's the inside over here is? That means this Hakira and Chor will have a cool and a chum in both ways. If the inside even said a case of a sakin, we machmer plastic, machmer a case of stainless steel. And that's what it sounds like to the Mishibrua, it's inside in sakin, and therefore the plastic knife will be the same problem, and stainless steel will be a problem. Mashenkin, the inside over here inside barzel, then even by mitzad your forks, maybe, and your spoons over here. Two sides over here. Come on, Bar Moshe has a tshuva and he says, Shlomaiso, he wants to be machmer and said you cannot use anything that's metal. So he's supposed to pick it up with the right hand and make it bracha. How are you picking it up? You have bracha loch in front of you. You have chicken in front of you. How do you pick it up? Says to use your hands. Pick up what chicken with your hands and make a bracha on the schnitzel over here. I know a guy in Yeshiva Smira, very Talmud Chacham, he does it all the time. It's not this swing over here. He picks up with his hands. So first of all, says the Bar Moshe, the loch in simik kluf pei alup by my machoinim. The loch over there is you have to wash your hands. One reason says Rishonim, to be clean mitzvah bracha. Your hands cannot be dirty by a bracha. Says the Mishavrua, la daka my machoinim, all brachas, halacha is your hands have to be clean. You eat an orange, it's sticky over here, you want to make more nefashis, you have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands. So what are you going to do? You pick up your chicken, all oily. Pick up your schnitzel, pick up your bracha, it's all chokli over here. So you have a bayah mitzvah, now your hands are dirty, and you're making a bracha. So said by Moshe, what to go do? It's very simple. He says, everyone knows, you pick up the plate, you make a bracha. He writes, that's a minig. Everyone knows that's a minig. Minig o'ilam is you pick up the plate, you make the bracha on the plate. He says, you don't want to do that, so hold it with a napkin. But that's what we do, either a napkin or a plate. Rav Nashi Klein has a shuva in Chel Gudalf, it says, Dovazar. Lovi inu, by a minig, anyone go do this way. He says, I bring a chloraya. Everyone knows you take a kais, make kiddush, fill it to the top. You pick it up, it always spills. Your hands get dirty. What happened here? So the side of the Mishnah and Kufay Alpai, my achoinim is, when your hands are dirty for stamazai from eating, dirty means that the idea means that how to make a bracha. I'm dirty because that's the chshivat I'm giving to the bracha. I'm holding the kais, it's mulling, it spills over. I'm picking up with my hands the chicken, the schnitzel over here. That's chshivat over here. So that mice is not a bayah by having hands dirty. Therefore, you want to be machmir, he says, pick up with your hands. Again, there are people in Maisu who take food, they pick it up with their hands, they won't get involved in the Indiv Kabbalah of a sack and barzel, what the side of here is. The Maisu, the Bar Moshe, the Nashtar Klaim, Mishnah Lochas, he says, let's read the Mishnah Berurah slowly. His words are, lit choif es a sakin, that those who want tiny chaburo, the words of the Paiskim is to take a knife and to stab it and pick it up and hold it. And that's what he said over there. That's like a yoda rechta extension of your hand. But in a situation where, let's say you have your schnitzel in front of you, you have your fork and knife over here, and the loch is you're supposed to have it all ready to cut, make the bracha shalom. You cut part of it, but you don't want to finish it yet to be shalom. You have the knife in your hand. That's being stabbed in to pick it up to hold it. Or you can hold it with the fork. You have to hold it in one hand. So you hold it with one hand, and the knife in the other hand. There's no bayah of mekatzi yomov. The Mekatzi Yomov is dark in the case when it's extension of your hand when you stuck it in. Therefore, one time the loch is dark when you're holding it in your hand and sticking it. In your hand, that's the problem here. Why is that so? What's the difference? Why are you holding it for? Just to start, Sefei, Benjamin finished on Sunday, there are two Yesedis in Sefei.
How long for the mindset? We have to we supposed to pick up the chicken with our hands?
Halacha lemaisa, what to go do? You should hold it. No, I would. The question: what to go do? Let's say you have a whole piece of, let's say schnitzel or chicken. It's supposed to be shalom, not make it smaller. Bigger it is, more chashiv it is. Also, God lechores in the chashivas. So you have this triangle over here. So you pick the fork, you pick it up and pick it up. Before you follow the mishnah berurah, which look a little bit strange. Also, you think about it. You have a whole piece of chicken, a whole thing of schnitzel, and then you put it down and cut it, and then you eat it. But that's what you should do. What?
The whole thing is Az-Kabbalah.
Yes. So we try to call Kabbalah. What?
Not everything.
The Mishabur being Zal. The Mishabur says it. Mishabur says it. That's what we do. No, Mishabur is telling you what to go do. Again, Sifay is getting a little bit late over here.
Paul is telling you
today. Sifay is, what he said over here, that you have to have the food in front of you when you make the bracha, and you have a second side when after you made the bracha, what's nigru achakach? So first he said over here, a person has to have the food in front of him when he eats it over here. It has to be in front of him. That means, for example, let's say a person makes a bracha, it's not in front of him, then he goes to go find it. The loch is, the bracha is not chal. You need another bracha. That means the bracha has to be in front of him. In fact, the Yosef Taz, Isevov, Amasamayim. The other side is it's Vadai coming as Biyodai. But let's say, for example, it's Tali Bedasa Cherim, number one, or if it's Sovak, it's around, number two. Those two cases, if you make a brocha, the loch is you have to make an other brocha, it's not chal upon anything. Building upon that, the question now is, for example, you have a box in front of you, it's not opened. You come from the mirror, they give you the plastic things over here. Come to your seat over here. Do you have to open it? It's in front of you. Do you have to open up the plastic first, the container over here, and have it, mamash, in front of you, ready to be eaten? Oh no, have it closed, make the bracha, and then open it over here. Of course, when you make the bracha, you pick up the plastic. Fine, but mamash, you have the thing in front of you. So come along the El Rabo. You're being brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. You look up the El Rabo, it has the machlokes restraining this question. Save as a chronos versus or a chodosh. It's a lochel, what happens inside the box? L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, the loch is, you're yoytzeh when it's a box in front of you. Hagami says, besides it's a machloikis, the chadchilo to be machmer, besides another reason, as the chadchilo should not be a bayam, it's not a sugi of hesik. Also, it's not a sugi, it has to be biyodoy, it's not biyodoy. It has to be biyad yamin over here. So, number one says, the Mishnah Berurah, it's in a box, you're yoytzeh, but that's not the correct thing to go do. Number two says, the Mishnah Berurah, let's say it's not in front of you, it's another room, and you know it's 100% there. You know it's there. You just saw it there. How it's in a different room. But the Amas HaMayim, it's coming to you and you're sitting where you are. But you have to go to that room. It says the Taz at the end of the Simen. Maybe that's a different case and it's not in front of you. And therefore, maybe Loipul Chazal, the loch is, it's not Chal upon that. Maybe it is Chal upon that. On that, the Mishabur being not the Pirim God, he's Mitzadid. The loch is, you are Yitzel. Mitzadid. That means you check the refrigerator and you know there's something inside of it. You know the soda inside. You're sitting by the table in a different room. You make a bracha shahakal, and you go to the refrigerator and you take out the soda. Mishmur is mitzadid, the bracha is chal. It's not the correct thing, it goes on further. Mitzad has to be in front of, has to be biyodoy, it's not the sugi hesik. And on that, he's mitzadid that works. But in a case where the maisa you did not know, or it's not biyodoy, the bracha is not chal. The question the ilm seems to discuss. What people do, people come to the chabura, let's say, they come to the ragalach, come to the coffee, and the guy next to you wants some ragalach, he makes the bracha, and says, oh. So besides, oh, maybe the hefsik over here. The question over here is, are you allowed to give him the ragalach? It's not biyodoy. So maybe the bracha is not chal, and you give it to him, you're over the issa live naiver. Right? Kids, you have kids, they want something from the parents, they make a bracha shakal with the sweet. Right? Fine. Are you allowed to give the kid the sweet? And some people here are kids, right? So anyone who will act that way, inside the sugi, besides shall guy wants to give a not shall loisigzel benyoyno. Inside the sugi of bracha is a chal in something. Is it biyodoy or not? Shemati that Rav Zilberstein has a tshuva about this varivno, and he said ma'aser l'chori the baya it's ma'akiv. And not only that, the loch is that you don't have to give him. You're not allowed to give him. You're evil if neighbor. There's no bracha here at all. He made a brach levatolo. Maisa the tshuva the Avnei Ashpun Chelik Aleph. He discussed this case. He said, no, the case over here when it's only not in front of him, he wants the mechalik. When it's in front of mamish, it's chal upon or something. Again, it's not be yodoy. The whole case of not be yodoy, it's not in front of him, but be yodoy. He says, why is it be? That one time is different. He says, why? I can always convince my friend to give it to me. I convinced him. Pull out $1,000 and give it to you, right? So once you know it's there for sure, you do enough things to convince him. Like, I'm not alone with you today. Fine, whatever the case is, doing nothing to convince him. I say, Hefzik, you're talking. No, that's Tzarech the Bracha now. It's not a Hefzik. So, Maisa, fine, he said, I'm not giving it to you. It's like, I'll give you $1,000. So now it is Biyodoy. Because enough, everyone can machnia somebody else. You do enough things, can machnia. You want time, it is Biyodoy. Yeshvalden, that's true. They said, Chaim Knievsky, this question. They wrote for Michelle Rav. He's still not Mukhir to give you a friend. But Maisa, he can't give you a friend. So the shell over here, how far did it take to say it over here when you start claiming what the definition of biyodai is? Is biyodai really or to machnir your friend? Another case based on this halacha, that's to be lefonim mamish. Everyone discusses what the correct hanhoga by a water fountain, by a cooler. So the first thing is, every sefer says test it first. As we've all learned usually the hard way, you're in a certain place, you make a bracha, you push the button, and it doesn't work. So the first you start over here is lav dafka in front of you, and then you get involved. Maybe it's a sofik. So maybe if you made the bracha, even yoitz over here. So maybe you have to make a bracha again. Fine. So first, what? No, not about tashka. It's tzarech over here. I the bracha be chalim something. First, everyone says you should test the water fountain. Again, come on, everyone learned the hard way already. You got to test the water fountain. That's aleph. Now, once you test it, well, this country, the water stops for whatever reason. Right? We learned that Gavriel, we learned it was over here also. Some reason they turn off the water whenever you need it. Right? They turn off, you gotta test the water. Second, besides the fact it should be in your hand, it should be in a cup, right hand. Now, once you tested it, the question is, what's the correct anhoga? Should you have it in your right hand? Cup it, right? Make a bracha, shakel, and drink. Well, no. What are you gonna do? So, Meister, the Yisra of Nevin Talon says, Yad Yamin. You cup it, you hold it with your hand. That's the correct analogy. What you could go do by a water fountain. This and Chaim, do you have to go do that? He said, no, you don't have to do that. That's not the truth of drinking over here. But Rosh Hashanah, he might want to tie it so you hold the button while you're making the bracha. He wants to tie it to might in the hesek and be nicky making a bracha on that thing itself. Again, it's always the next water. He wants to tie it so you hold the button there. So the Swarm have different shells. What is the better analogy? What to go do after you tested it? Why do you have to test? Should you cup it? Should you just hold the button? No, just wait and then drink. Different shells, different swarm, what are you going to do? Set on Hogger Shaboy. Fine, that's mitzvah the first half of Sifhei. Second half of Sifhei. Zivov and Sifhei Shaim Ezra Shem on Sunday at Slokal. And everyone expected to call my father.